The first time Briar Phillips showed up at the Sundowner Ranch was also the last time. It had been a little over a year ago, and she'd been desperate and emotional, angry and broken. She didn't know what she wanted from her older brother, Cade, except he hadn't given it to her. And by the time she left 3 days later, she wished she'd never found him. She'd dreamed about meeting him for so many years that when she came face to face with him and discovered he was a cool, cryptic cowboy, she snapped. She'd needed unconditional love and acceptance, but instead, Cade played the heavy, giving her advice she didn't want or need. No, that first meeting over New Year's hadn't been encouraging, and when she'd left, she'd stormed off after telling him in no uncertain terms what she thought of him, and it wasn't flattering. She was certain she'd burned those bridges, but when she'd gotten a birthday present 6 weeks later from Cade and Mary B., the card glossed over the fallout and wished her the happiest 21st birthday and sent lots of love. Briar had been sure the gift was from Mary B., not Cade, but Cade's signature had been there at the bottom of the card, along with the scrawled message, "You're always welcome here, sis." Briar hadn't thought she'd return to the Sundowner anytime soon, but here she was in her truck with a suitcase and duffel bag hauling her horse trailer with horse. She'd pretty much arrived at the ranch with everything she owned, and she wasn't angry and broken this time, but she wasn't happy either. The truth was, she wasn't in a good place, and she didn't want or need help from anyone. She just needed some time to figure out her next move, a place that could have her and her horse. Briar had put herself in this situation, and she'd figure out the next steps. And with Dad in Australia as part of a cowboy church outreach, it seemed like a good time to head to Wyoming and come up with a plan without speculation from her dad's congregation or Marietta busybodies. Having been raised by good, kind, generous, God-loving parents, Briar knew right from wrong. She couldn't have asked for a better family or a more caring family, and knew what responsibility looked like, and knew that as an adult, what was expected of her. But she'd chosen a different path than the one her family would want for her. To be fair, it wasn't the path she'd wanted for herself. But she was on it now thanks to her own recklessness, and she'd have to live with the consequences as well. Those consequences chiefly being a baby and her being single. It wasn't the end of the world to be a single mother, but at the same time it added complications as generous measures of pain and regret. Briar regretted creating pain for her father. She regretted making stupid choices. She regretted her immaturity and hot-headedness, and she was a hothead. She'd been a hothead her entire life. Her late mom used to joke that Briar had to be a redhead, that somewhere beneath all that dark brown hair there was a little shock of red. But no, it was just Briar, fierce, feisty, and foolishly independent. From a very young age, she'd wanted to do it on my own and by myself. She could remember roaring at her parents to let her stir something by herself without their help. She didn't remember if it was a brownie mix or pancakes, but she'd been stirring something with a wood spoon and making a huge mess, and she hadn't wanted her mother to take the spoon back or try to slow her down. Her mother had been a saint, and she didn't get angry. Instead, she laughed and kissed the top of Briar's head, but the laughter didn't last as Briar grew older and continued to roar at them, demanding freedom and independence, insisting they let her be herself and refusing to be corralled or redirected. She was who she was, and not their puppet or doll, and they'd have to accept it whether they liked it or not. Parking the truck in an empty spot between Cade's cabin and the ranch's big barn, she turned the engine off, feeling a sharp pinch of regret. She hadn't been an easy daughter, and she'd tried their patience and their faith, and that was something considering her father was a pastor, and a visible, respected man of faith in the professional rodeo cowboy circuit. It couldn't have been easy for either her mom or dad being challenged right and left.